to be a part of a Palisadro tradition. The 45th annual Honeybee Festival is buzzing into the Bishop Quinn Community Center at 21893 Old 44 Drive in Palisadro, Saturday and Sunday, September 26th and 27th. Bring the whole family for a weekend packed with fun, including a craft fair. There will also be local businesses and vendors on hand, live music, delicious food, and plenty of activities for all ages. Enjoy the NorCal Antique Tractor and Engine Parade, the always popular Bee Costume Parade, and the live Bee Beer Demonstration. Start your morning with a delicious pancake breakfast for only $10, served from 8 to 10:30 both days. The festival is Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And the best part, proceeds from the festival help support Palisadro Park. So don't miss the buzz. Join the fun at the 45th annual Honeybee Festival, September 26th and 27th at Bishop Quinn Community Center in Palisadro. And special thanks to our main sponsor, Roof Savers.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC. Welcome back to the National Defense. Nate Herron here in the studio. And, you know, we get sent enough books in a calendar year to stun a yak with, just if you dropped him from like a crane or something like that. But we've got a book came across my desk, and I picked it up because I recognized the name on the front. It was a friend of Chris Kamler, new of Polly's Pizza, A Summer of Friends, First Loves, Fast Money, and Fatal Decisions. Welcome, Chris.
Nate, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate you, and I appreciate everything your audience does for our freedoms, man.
Well, we appreciate you being on the show, and you know, we like to bring some entertainment, a little levity. You got a new book that I think will be of interest to the vast majority of our listenership. This is not your first book that you've written. You're a columnist with a local paper in the Kansas City area, and released some of your columns. But then the first book I ever read of yours was about a gentleman from Korea. Tell us a little bit about Sung Woo.
Well, Nate, it's basically about, you know, who hasn't had a pen pal that helps your favorite baseball team win the World Series or make it to the World Series? That's basically what it was. This was in the early days of Twitter, and we're all Royals fans here in the Kansas City area, and on Twitter, we became known of a South Korean fella that was a huge Royals fan. He learned English by listening to Armed Forces Radio. He learned everything about America from watching the Kansas City Royals, believe it or not, some of those terrible Royals teams of the 90s. And he always wanted to make it to America. And through Twitter, we followed this terrible, terrible baseball team for years and years and years. And we finally talked him into coming to Kansas City just as the Royals began this huge playoff chase in 2014. And so what followed was this incredible viral event around, you know, just the perfect storm of Twitter becoming popular, the Royals becoming popular, all of this media attention, and then we got to show off the city of Kansas City at the same time. It was truly spectacular and truly viral, and an event I'm never going to forget in my life. And so I had to put it into a book.
And what's the title of that book, in case we want to check that one out?
It's called The Silence, The Series, and The Season of Sung Woo. It's also available on Amazon, and it really is a love story to not just the Royals in Kansas City, but a love story to my buddy Sung-woo, who is just a pen pal in the early days of social media, and it's a really fun book.
Well, you know, prior to that, any sort of reference to baseball in Kansas City from someone born on the Asian continent was limited almost exclusively to a Bob Costas interview with Ichiro Suzuki, which
Ichiro Suzuki.
Most of you know what I'm already referencing, but if you don't, just Google it. It's fun. Don't do it in the church, but regardless. So the book that we're talking about today, though, is Pauly's Pizza, and this is a really fun book. I got a copy, advanced copy, a couple weeks ago, and was able to go through it. Number one, when you know you're in for a treat of nostalgia, and there's this heavy load of nostalgia in this book, but the chapter titles, tell us how you arrived at the chapter titles for this book.
So the book is set and let me just say right off, it's a novel, it's fictionalized, but it is heavily autobiographical, semi-autobiographical. And so it is set in the late 1980s when I happened to have been a teenager. And so all of the chapter titles are 1980s songs, In the Air Tonight, you know, stuff like that, Brian Adams songs, you know, all of the songs that were on the singles that we would hang out at Musicland and try to buy. But it's basically set around again, fictionalized, but pretty real job I had, when I got my first car, delivering pizzas for a pizza place run by the mob. And, it's heavily nostalgic, but it heavily favors into friendship and the themes of what we used to have to do to pass time and to, collect, you know, just spend a day at a job where you're not doing anything. That was kind of the gimmick of this pizza place, is that he hired me and a bunch of my friends, and we never really delivered any pizzas because it was kind of a front. So we just sat around, drank coffee, drank soda pop, and ate pizza all day and just shot the bull and BS'd it up. And the story itself is, you know, it's got a little bit of a crime thriller. It's a little bit of a mob story, but the heart of it really is friendship and the values that you learn when you're at your first job or with your first, you know, collection of friends. And it's, I'm really proud of how it worked out. I think it's a fun story, even for somebody in a newer generation. Everybody's had a first job. Everybody's had, you know, a first group of friends, their first car. So I think, you know, it leans heavily into that nostalgia, like you mentioned.
Hey, T-Mobile recognizes the unwavering dedication and sacrifice of those who serve, have served, and the families who stand beside them. T-Mobile is committed to keeping military families connected through every PCS deployment and homecoming on America's best network. And they're proud to support hiring initiatives for veterans and spouses, strong partnerships with military organizations, and ongoing community investments that make a difference. Learn more at T-Mobile.com/military. Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, 2H2025.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The human brain is truly incredible. It has 100 billion neurons, surpassing even the most powerful supercomputers. And it controls our thoughts, our emotions, and everything we do. And Prevagen is designed to help keep it amazing. Prevagen also believes that good daily habits are a powerful part of any routine. Exercising regularly, eating well, getting good quality sleep, staying mentally active, and staying connected with friends and family are all great for your brain. And that's why so many people choose Prevagen. Because it can help supplement those good habits, working alongside your daily routine to give your brain the care it deserves. Prevagen is powered by apoaquarin, originally discovered in jellyfish and designed specifically for your brain. Because when your brain is at its best, you can continue doing what you love with confidence. Try Prevagen for your brain today.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Ondas Autonomous Systems is the U.S. leader in drones and autonomous systems for national and international defense, homeland security, law enforcement, and emergency responders. The company's best-in-class AI-driven drone platforms are deployed globally to protect and secure sensitive locations, populations, and critical infrastructure. Ondas is dedicated to supporting our military, providing a layer of security and safety for our troops, both at home and on the front lines. To learn more about their mission, their technologies, or careers at Ondas, visit ondas.com. Hey, National Defense Network has a new mobile app that you need to download right now. Just go to the App Store or nationaldefensenetwork.org to get your hands on the largest giving and savings platform on the planet. You can support our military veterans at the same time you're saving over $1,500 on travel, dining, vacations, and retail. You can get $60 off admission to Disney World and hundreds of other discounts. Just go to nationaldefensenetwork.org, download the app, and upload the savings.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Sellers are really looking for options to help them get the most out of their home. What are some of the home selling options that you like to use?
I think the top three that our sellers typically go with, when we meet with them, we always are trying to get them to sell the home for the maximum value on the multiple listing service utilizing our marketing plan. The second option we offer is what we call our instant offer, where if you need to get sold quickly, we'll buy your home for you and you can get moved right away. We can close in early as 2 weeks or less. And then the final option we have is what we call sell now, but move later. And what that is where you actually can sell your home, you can close, and you still are in your home while you're searching out your next home.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. And then you can start packing.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Hi friends, RC here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Cubador. H. Upman Sunrise. Grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
We're speaking with author Chris Candler here on the National Defense, author of Polly's Pizza. So you're a cybersecurity professional. How did you get to that from delivering pizzas for a mobster?
Well, you know, I've been like anybody, you know, you just let nature take its course. But, you know, I've had a really weird career. I've always been into you know, IT and computers and stuff, but I've always had this kind of creative string behind it. And so the cybersecurity world, as many of your listeners probably know, is not the most creative in the world, and it's not the most forgiving. So I just kind of spend my evenings going to sporting events and goofing around and trying to write stories about about my life and goofy things that have happened to me. Fortunately, there have been one or two goofy things that have happened to me in my past. So,
well, you've got
more books to come.
Well, and this one reads very. It is a work of fiction, but when you've got those fiction works that are kind of steeped in biography, they always feel more authentic. And I think you really nailed that. With this one, it's a brisk read. It's not War and Peace by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
You're not going to want to use this for a doorstop. But you recorded an audio book for it, which I think, I haven't got to listen to that one yet, but I mean to go back through and hear maybe what you put on it. The cast of friends you've got, Wheezy, Tater Tot, and Shaggy. I mean, that sounds like names that kids in the 80s, kids today would be naming their friends. Any of the characters in this book just completely fictional for narrative sake, or are they pretty much all based on someone that you at least crossed paths with at some point?
There's a couple of characters that are kind of an amalgam of three or four friends. I had a friend text me over the weekend who portions of the Tater Tot character is based off of, saying, "Hey, wait a second. These stories kind of sound like me when I was growing up." And so I had to kind of cop that I stole a couple of little lines about him. But yeah, who hasn't had a friend group? I mean, if you haven't had a friend named Tater Tot or Shaggy or Wheezy, I feel bad for you, honestly, because that's the groups that you want. And then there's a love interest. There's a couple of teenage girls that come into the story towards the middle of the book, and then all hell breaks loose because, gosh, four idiot teenagers around a couple of good looking girls is just a recipe for disaster. And so there's quite a bit there too as well.
You referenced, we kind of keep skipping over. I mean, the cover of the book has got, it's a nice pizza place, classic looking deal with a revolver sitting on the table. So I don't want to gloss over that. Kansas City has got a pretty rich history of the mafia. Las Vegas, as we know it today, would not look the same if it wasn't for mobsters in the Kansas City area, the Stardust Hotel and Tropicana, all those different places. The action really ratchets up once you get into the mafia portion of it. How much of your real life youth were you witness to this sort of activity in the Kansas City area?
Well, like you said, there's this steep history. The Gladstone and the Northeast areas of Kansas City are and were famed for underground activity. Even in the movies Casino and Goodfellas, there's references to the Kansas City mob. And there are some homes up in Gladstone that have tunnels between them that they used to shuttle contraband through. I live down in kind of the River Key area where there's, dating back to Prohibition, there's mob history. And so you can't, especially in the area that I grew up in, everybody knew somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody. And, part of, one of the characters in the story is a character based off of my dad who always just was like, yeah, maybe not go that direction, today, or maybe stay away from that house or this group of folks. And so, everybody kind of, put a finger to their nose and was like, yeah, we all know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy. And so there, in Kansas City, especially in that time period, the mob was probably on the way out, but there's still plenty of connected folks in the history, and that's part of the fun of it. Is just to I got to go back and kind of explore that space and learned all kinds of things that happened in the Kansas City mob scene. It's a lot of fun.
So with that, you kind of maybe talk to some friends and say, hey, I'm writing a book and I might put certain elements of things that we did together into it. Did you have to contact a lawyer or someone in the law space when it came to the actual organized crime portions of the book?
I didn't, and now in retrospect, as you're saying, maybe I should have. I tried to change as many of the details to protect the innocent. One of the key parts of the book later on, not to spoil anything for anybody, but about midway through the book, the owner of our pizza place has to go, quote unquote, to the Navy for a while. And what had happened in the late 80s is that there were a number of racketeering trials in Kansas City for these large mob dons and mob families. And the owner at the time of the real life pizza place had to go serve time because he would not turn state's evidence. And so in my book, and actually in real life, we had to run the pizza place for the summer. And so
it
just kind of turned into one of these weird, hey, I'm leaving. I'm going to go to the Navy for a few weeks. You guys, here's the keys. And so, you know, but we were just idiot kids. We didn't know anything different. And so we ran the pizza place, sold a few pizzas and had a great time. So I think everybody in Kansas City, at least of that era, has a story or two that they could tell you if you sat them down.
Interesting that they said they picked the Navy of all the branches of the I gotta go do a turn of the Coast Guard. I gotta go do some Border Patrol. No, we're picking the Navy. Cause, you know.
Yeah, and if you saw this guy, he was pretty much Tony Soprano, so I don't think he was gonna get past basic training.
You work on a submarine over there? You're 6'4". You weigh 400 pounds.
Exactly right.
We are speaking with author Chris Kamler here on the National Defense. So we got the book Paulie's Pizza. How do folks get a hold of this this day and age? You got paperback, you got hardback. But get those digital copies, especially for those of listening on AFN. Where can they find copies of Paulie's Pizza?
Absolutely. Amazon is your hub. It's got all the versions out there. It's got the ebook. If you're a member of Kindle Unlimited, it's actually for free right now, for a limited time. They've got ebook, they've got paperback, hardcover. It will be on Audible, sometime in the next few weeks, as an audiobook. It's also on Spotify. So if you can't find it there, you can always go to my website, chriskamler.com. And we've got signed copies, we've got personalized copies, and whatever you might like. But Amazon's your basic one-stop shop, as it is for just so many things
sure.
anymore. But it's a fun book. It's a nice, fun summer read. And I think even if your listeners are a little bit younger, they're going to recognize the themes of friendship and nostalgia and, you know, goofy first jobs. And I think they'll get a kick out of it.
Sure. Pizza, music. Dumb things
and
we
pizza.
Did when we were 17 years old. I think it's a really nice recipe you've mixed together here and a great book. So check it out when you can. Paulie's Pizza by Chris Kamler. That's chriskamler.com for his website if you want to get one of those autographed copies before his next international bestseller comes out. You want to get on the ground floor on the Chris Kamler train. So any last thoughts to was this the weirdest? This had to be the weirdest job you ever had.
Actually, no. My very first job as an 8-year-old was as a pin setter at a 4-lane bowling alley in the basement of a church where we would have drunks just roll bowling balls into our legs on Fridays and Saturday nights. So maybe that's my next book. I'm not sure. But yeah, it's I've had a few. I've had a few up to and including present day. I've had a few goofy jobs, as you may well know. So.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate your time, Chris. Chris Kamler here on the National Defense. Check out Paulie's Pizza on Amazon or at chriskamler.com. Thank you so much for joining us today, Chris.
Nate, thanks again, and thanks to all your listeners for everything they do for us.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 800-709-4393. 800-709-4393. That's 800-709-4393.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 AM in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Got an old car sitting in your yard? Donate it to Reading Piano Angels. We accept all kinds of vehicles. Cars, trucks, RVs, boats, motorcycles, even trailers and go-karts. Thanks to local support, Piano Angels has provided over 600 pianos to families, schools, churches, senior homes, and nonprofits across Northern California. Donate today by visiting readingpianoangels.com or call 530-510-1903. That's 530-510-1903.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for late-night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late-night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw-Milhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Lindsay Sarniak is with us. She's a sportscaster and host with more than two decades of experience in sports journalism. And she's got there's a fascinating new six-episode series, executive produced by Shaquille O'Neal, called Game Day Murders. And this is crazy. It's going to be every single week. There's a really cool episode coming up for the next Game Day Murders, and she joins us here on the National Defense. Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to talk to you. Thank you for having me.
You know, I would not put these things together for some reason, but this is a series that reveals shocking murder cases that rocked the world of sports. I didn't know there were that many of those.
Well, that's exactly what my sentiment was. And the other thing is, when you think about the reason, one of the reasons I love sports is because it's entertaining, right? And it takes your mind away from things, and it's sort of a happy place. So I think, like, to be honest, my reaction at first was, whoa, like, this is okay, like, this is interesting, and this is really different. But then I thought, Randy, like, how are we ever going to find, like, the amount of story that we need for, let alone,
right?
And, but then, like, you know, to keep it going, especially when you're talking about sports that are the most popular sports that people tune into, you know, most together. And I was just floored by the process, by the amount of stories that are out there, and frankly, also just by the nature of some of these stories that have now turned into episodes for us. Like, I some of them I had heard about, some of them I had covered at ESPN, and frankly, also, that's how I got involved in this, is I did the Aaron Hernandez documentary with ID, and so they had used me as a voice in that story, and I was very intrigued by the process, and I was extremely impressed with the work that ID does and how thorough they are, because some of the people that they had that were part of that show for us, we had never heard from. And I was just like, this is really, and it's not only like entertaining, but it's also important because it gives you another piece of the puzzle for why this happened, how this happened, the texture of who this person that was involved in this maybe really was, right? And so anyway, I was shocked that, frankly, that like we found all these stories, and my understanding now is that there are many, many more that exist.
Wow.
But I think that they did a really great job of figuring out who these first episodes were going to be, and I know that I really learned a lot, you know, from being involved in this and having to ask questions, answer questions about these amazing athletes.
Absolutely. We're talking about the new series, Game Day Murders. New episodes air Mondays at 10 p.m. Eastern on Investigation Discovery, and then streaming on HBO Max. And, Lindsay, we're based in Kansas City. And so the first kind of talk of that you know, I didn't even connect anything to were the break-ins of Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce's house. And then Joe Burrow's and so many others that were conducted by that, out-of-the-country crime syndicate, right?
Yeah. You know, and I think that's something that is – I thought of immediately as well when we were talking about, you know, the episodes we were going to do, and talking about the Sean Taylor episode, which is our finale of the six episodes. That story, for those that don't know, Sean Taylor was a star safety in the NFL. And for me, that episode hit closest to home because I was a reporter and anchor in Washington, D.C., covering the Washington Redskins at the time, who Sean played for, but I had come to D.C. from Miami. So I had covered Sean at the U in Miami, and then he got drafted by Washington, and I was like, oh, this is amazing. My hometown team gets him. And so then, unbeknownst, like a few months later, I get a job opportunity there, and I go there. And so that experience of covering him, you know, for a bit while he was on his meteoric rise, and truly, like, everyone that I had ever interacted with about him, coaches, players, like, he was an otherworldly talent. And so then when that happened and he was shot at his home in a home invasion in November, it was shocking. And the way that story played out was, it was like something I had never experienced professionally in journalism. And mainly it was because, you know, I had covered news, then I went to sports. And when you have a situation like that where sports then becomes real news, real national news, and it's, you know, murder, it was really, like, eye-opening to just be covering the grief of not just a teammate, but an entire team, an entire locker room. So it sort of speaks, you know, and what, like, you talking about that and those break-ins, I think part of what our hope is with this is to also shed a light, Not negatively, but just what is, in terms of the, you know, the behind-the-scenes culture of different sports. And I think it's really important. And I think, like, in Sean's case, you know, there were things that had happened in the past that possibly played into that night in November. Mm-hmm. And it's wild to think about, too, like, the lengths of these athletes need to go through, what their life is like, and how something like that can happen, and the reality that they face. You know, because so often I feel like we hear people say, like, oh, they make millions of dollars, and right. I don't care what sport you're talking about. Everyone has a story. Everyone is very similar to us, minus the fact that there are these superstar athletes who can do great things in their respective sport, you know. So I'm hoping to shed a little bit of light to, like, the real personal scenario and circumstance behind these athletes and the teams that they're a part of.
Yeah, we're talking to Lindsay Zarniak here on the National Defense and the new series Game Day Murders, and a big one for Monday that we'll talk about. But yeah, Lindsay, you know, the thing that always comes to my mind, and I know when the break-ins occurred here, is the first thought, and also when you're talking about the story that that you mentioned, I mean, these are multi-millionaire athletes, and why don't they have security that is second to none in their homes?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question, and I think sometimes they do. And I think sometimes they in fact really do, but maybe it's for that given moment not used.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I think, and you know, anyone can relate to this. Like, I think you get used to whatever your scenario is, and I'm sure sometimes you're like, we don't really need that. Like, we don't, you know, and I think that in a scenario where maybe you're offered security all the time, and maybe there's a standing offer. I don't know this, but I'm saying,
right,
like, maybe you have an offer to have security, or you could pay to have security outside your house all the time. And I think people look at that differently. Like, some people like it, some people don't. And maybe, you know, I'm sure that that has changed now that those things have happened. So I'm sure that it's sort of like anything. It's like something has to happen to teach us once again that, oh, that's why this is important. Oh, right, this is real. It's not like, you know. I mean, Sean said one of his favorite lines that he ever had, that I remember he did an interview with my friend Kelly, who was a reporter down there in D.C., and he said, we play a child's game for a king's ransom. And that's very true. And that's how much he loves the game. He looked at it that way. But it's true. Like, you're playing a child's game. And in many cases, you're still like a child when you're seeing all this game coming.
That's,
to you.
Well,
you,
yeah, that's a good that's a good point. That's,
you know? Like,
yeah. No, absolutely.
And I think it's why they have these, yeah, it's why they educate and have these symposiums, you know, in different sports.
Yeah, we're talking about Game Day Murders, and this one coming up on Monday. Former NBA Memphis Grizzly player Lorenzen Wright is found murdered. Whispers of unpaid debts and cartel connections. They're real stories that sometimes, you know, we haven't heard about. I can't wait to see this. It's called Game Day Murders. And Lindsay, it's great to talk to you. And by the way, I saw that you were part of the George Michael Sports Machine. That used to be my favorite show in the world.
Really?
Yes, I love that show.
Oh my God, I love that you know what? It was the best. George Michael, I honestly, like, hands down, was one of my best mentors, and he was just, I think about him all the time. And the first time that I ever co-hosted that show with him, because I got to fill in for Andrea, who was with him before, and then they made me the host, like, sometime later, he like knocked on the door, because we were behind these two doors that you had to open to walk out on the set. And I'll never forget, he was like, Zarniak, don't F it up. But he said this whole word. And I was like, that's the word. Just like helping me, you know, like helping me get comfortable, because I knew, like, I was so nervous. I was probably like hyperventilating.
Oh my gosh.
So,
what a great show.
He was so strict with like what he expected. Yeah, he was the best. And that show is so, you know, and honestly, not to sound weird, but that's what part of what I love so much is, like, keeping it as simple as possible to help people understand and make a connection.
Yes.
And why you should care about a sport. Why, even if you're not familiar with it, make it easy so that people can understand that it is a very relatable type of thing that is very interesting as well.
Absolutely. Lindsay, thank you so much. It's happening every single Monday at the 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. Investigation Discovery, streaming on HBO Max. Game Day Murders. We'll be right back here in the National Defense. Ondas Autonomous Systems is the U.S. leader in drones and autonomous systems for national and international defense, homeland security, law enforcement, and emergency responders. The company's best-in-class AI-driven drone platforms are deployed globally to protect and secure sensitive locations, populations, and critical infrastructure. Ondas is dedicated to supporting our military, providing a layer of security and safety for our troops, both at home and on the front lines. To learn more about their mission, their technologies, or careers at Ondas, visit ondas.com.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So, ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Hey, T-Mobile recognizes the unwavering dedication and sacrifice of those who serve, have served, and the families who stand beside them. T-Mobile is committed to keeping military families connected through every PCS deployment and homecoming on America's best network. And they're proud to support hiring initiatives for veterans and spouses, strong partnerships with military organizations, and ongoing community investments that make a difference. Learn more at T-Mobile.com/military. Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data 2H2025.
Oh,
forget something for your project? We've got you. At HomeDepot.com, get fast, free delivery on millions of items for whatever you're working on, same day or next day. We bring what you need, and you bring it to life. Get fast, free delivery only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m., subject to availability.
Plan your day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Fridays deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. Support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Your home deserves to look its absolute best. At Divine Shine, we provide professional window cleaning, pressure washing, soft washing, and complete exterior cleaning services for homes and businesses. From crystal clear windows to spotless driveways and beautifully refreshed home exteriors, our experienced team delivers results you'll notice immediately. Schedule your free estimate today by calling 530-900-3156. Again, that's 530-900-3156. Divine Shine, professional exterior cleaning you can count on.
Look at your home from the street for a second. Now imagine with rich, fresh color, clean trim, and a finish that looks great in the sunshine. Eagle Eye Painting can make that happen quickly and professionally. Our friendly crew focuses on the details through prep, careful edges, and a job site that's cleaned up when we're done. We're local, licensed, bonded, and insured, and we can walk you through the whole process in English or Spanish. Make this the season your home really stands out. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for your free exterior estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Jotting up down on the yellow pads, and I had bunches of yellow pads. And, you know, 10 years after he passed, 15 years after he passed, 20 years, people kept saying, oh, you should write a book. And I kept saying, yeah, okay. And then I started getting messages from people saying, oh, even you owe the kids a book. You were there. Come on, please tell us. So eventually I ended up writing over 600 pages. Because I think I'm a storyteller. Hmm. I'm not a writer. I went to my friend Lawrence and said, Lawrence, can you help? And he got into it. And then Lawrence started interviewing me. He's such a good interviewer. And he brought more stuff out of me that I hadn't even put pen to paper on. And so we've ended up, Lawrence and I, with this experience on the road and beyond. And I'm terribly proud of it. These are stories that no one else can tell. But unfortunately, a lot of people have told stories, and they weren't there, so it cracks me up. So I'm just setting the record straight.
We're talking to Eric Barrick here on the National Defense and his new memoir, Experience on the Road with Jimi Hendrix and Beyond. And not just Jimi Hendrix, but, I mean, Bowie, Madonna, Aerosmith, Lenny Kravitz, Linda Ronstadt, James Taylor, Billy Idol, and the Beatles, right?
I never made a paycheck from the Beatles, but with the Liverpool band, the Kubas, we were the opening act. So I would see them every night and became quite dear friend was George Harrison. And my dearest friend, their roadie, Mal Evans. Mal and I kept in touch until he was tragically killed in Los Angeles. Yeah, that was how it went.
Wow. Yeah.
But I didn't work for them, but I was blessed to be on the tour.
Well, Eric, so many questions still about the great Jimi Hendrix, and I didn't know until I did a little research, because our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families, and of course, Jimi Hendrix, a part of that Vietnam soundtrack, of course, but I didn't know he actually enlisted in the Army at one point.
Yeah, he did. I'm told that he had to go. That's the story I had with. He had to enlist in the Army. I don't know why. Maybe I do, but I don't. but may I just say thank you and for the service of our military, man. I can't thank you guys enough for what you do for everyone around the world. So, yeah, thanks, guys. Sorry, I had to say that, Randy.
Hey, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. We're talking to Eric Barrett here on the National Defense. All right, so let's get into some of this on-the-road stuff, man. I mean, I'm very familiar with bands. I'm very familiar with road managers. And you're right. You guys get to see the things that nobody else gets to see. And you talk about the amps blowing out in Milan, when Jimmy unleashed fire at Woodstock. Now, what was that about?
Well, as I keep saying, we were pioneers. There was no books. We couldn't go and read a book. No, well, let's go to page 10 and figure out how to figure this out. We were creating templates for people even today, I'd like to think. My first experience was I got the job overnight and got to Milan, and the equipment was in pieces. So that was Jerry Stickles and myself trying to put bubble gum on this stuff. And the electricity fluctuates back then in Italy. So when Jimmy would turn around and go to the amplifier for feedback, nothing was coming out. And he was in a foul mood and he was jet lagged. And here I am, first night in the job, and he's turning around to me, the guy who's supposed to fix everything, and all he's saying is, fix it! Fix it! I'm doing my best. And the kids and the accountants and the audience are looking at me and they're kind of going, yeah, fix it, you useless blah, 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 blah. So when that show was over, I said, yeah, no, I've never been, no artist I've worked for has ever treated me like that. And I got back to the hotel and there was a message from Jerry. He said, no matter what time you get in, call me. So I woke him up and he said, I was calling him up to get me a ticket back to London, plane ticket. He said, Jimmy knows what happened. He wants to apologize to you tomorrow. And I thought, yeah, sure he does. So he said, come on, man, come to Rome. So I went to Rome, and that afternoon, Jimmy came on stage with the boys. It's gave me big hugs, and Jimmy said, his arm around my neck, and said, Eric, he spoke, he was such a shy man. Eric, come here, please. I am so sorry. I was jet lagged. I don't know what I've got. Bottom of my mind, do me a favor. Please stay and become part of the family. And that was the greatest invite I ever got. And it opened every door that ever opened to me was because I worked for Jimi Hendrix.
Wow. Just to have that special and close relationship. We're talking to Eric Barrett here on the National Defense and his memoir, Experience on the Road with Jimi Hendrix and Beyond. And a lot of questions still about Jimi Hendrix's death and what exactly happened there. But he's famously a member of the 27 Club, which is crazy to me, talking about the number of musicians that died at age 27, including Brian Jones, Alan Wilson, Jim Morrison, Janis Joplin. Are there questions in your mind still, Eric, about his death?
In my mind, not one question. I've heard all of the, he was murdered, this, it was a plot here, it was a plot there. That's not what happened. I was the guy that got Monica Diamond out of the apartment to get away from the press. And in the evening, Monica and I, we talked quite often. And she told me, Jimmy had gone out the night before, he was supposed to, play a set at Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club, and he came home and they had some wine and he couldn't fall asleep, so she gave him one of her very heavy German sleeping pads. And in the morning she woke up and he was sound asleep, and she went to get some cigarettes, and she came back and she couldn't wake him, and she shook him and shook him and shook him, and she called up Eric Burden from the Animals.
Sure.
And he screamed out, call an ambulance. So when the ambulance came and they got him, they put him on the stretcher. Apparently they put him on his back and he threw up and he asphyxiated. Now, had he put him on his side, maybe it would have happened, maybe it wouldn't. But that's the story, and that is what I believe to be the truth.
Mm. Wow. I mean, and when that happened, I mean, that affected so many people, right? I mean, not just around the world, but on his team and you and everybody that worked for Jimmy. And what a monumental shock that must have been.
It was horrible. When I got back to the hotel that morning, there was a message from Jerry Stickles, and he said, call me. So I called him up, and he said, where have you been? And he said, sit down. And I was wondering, why do I have to sit down? I want to go to bed. And he said, Eric, Jimmy's dead.
Mm.
What? Eric, Jimmy's dead. And I was devastated, and we chatted, and he said, I got so many calls to make, I'll call you later this afternoon. So, took a shower, went out, 10 in the morning, went to a pub. 10:30, I was in another pub. And then another pub about 11, and the newscaster said, the wild man of pop, Jimi Hendrix, is dead. And the first thing that came to my mind was, I've got to call my mom in Scotland. So I got some coins, went to the payphone, called my mom and said, Mom, she'd never met him. I just wanted her to know that I was okay. Then an hour later, I called up Mitch Mitchell. It took a little bit to get through, and Mitch said, hey, Eric, what's happened? And we chatted. I said, I knew, for some reason, I said, no one's told you. And he said, told me what? I said, Jimmy's dead.
Mm.
I didn't want to be the one that told Mitch. Jerry obviously couldn't have got a hold of him. And,
wow.
That was horrible, horrible, horrible day.
I cannot wait to read this, Experienced on the Road with Jimi Hendrix and Beyond. Eric, thanks for taking the time, man. What a crazy, wonderful life you are living, and really appreciate the work.
Thank you so much, Randy. I just appreciate you taking your time to talk to me.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Progressive presents a guided meditation.
Hear the birds sing. A chipmunk nibbling on an acorn. Smell the pine needles gently falling into your living room as the breeze blows through the gaping hole in your roof. Gaze up at that broken tree branch and relax, because you bundled your home and auto with Progressive and have the peace of mind of 24/7 protection. So relaxing.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Big money donors are running fast and furious away from the headlining Democratic candidate for president. and the Democratic Party glitterati descends on Michigan to take the knee. What's it all about? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.